Overlook basics. Employment issues. You guys can't keep track of employment issues. Lawyers can't even keep track of employment issues. Things are changing so quick in the employment law business. You can't keep track of these issues. You can't keep track of OSHA. You can't keep track of HIPAA. I think as a whole, this is why I love talking and I love talking to New Jersey and throughout the country. The industry as a whole does a lousy job keeping you guys informed. Because you don't have the time to read 27 magazines, 47 blogs. You don't have the time. Okay? So you gotta have a resource to do that. It is hard enough keeping track of clinical, nevertheless, what is going on with OSHA, HIPAA, U.S. Department of Labor, and everything else. Okay? If you, again, I keep stressing, if you don't have an employee manual, you have no guidelines, you got no basis, you have no rules, expectations, you have no policies, you can't operate. Okay? You can't operate. It's only a matter of time before you crash. I've got clients that are calling me back now because we did a manual 5 years ago, and I said, hey, how did everything work out? Do we need to change things? They never implemented them. Why in the world would you pay me $2,000 to do a very complex manual and you never got an employee to sign it? Every employee should sign acknowledgement that they received that manual. Okay, it's on a shelf. So on a shelf in their office. You can't do that. Every employee's got to sign, because what happens is, if there's a dispute, and you say, well, I gave you the manual, and the employee's going to say, no, I don't think you did. Well, it said in there that there's no overtime. Yeah, I didn't get the manual. You got no defense. You got no defense. Oral agreements are no good. So if you're making promises to your employees, you're making certain procedural things, you're changing things in staff meetings, and it's all oral, forget it. Forget it. Especially if your employees are now recording your huddles. And they will do that. Especially if employees now are recording your staff meetings, and they will do that. Compensation plans, put in writing. Memos, the file. Bonuses, got to be writing. Got to be writing. All modifications need to be in writing. The days of handshakes with employees are dead. Okay, they're dead. I got employees, 25 years, no problems. You're lucky. Stop practicing today. Because you're way ahead of the curve. Applications. You guys do a horrible job tracking applicants. Horrible. Half of you don't even have your employees, new hires, sign applications. How do you do that? You should have them have a whole package. Okay? Whole package. If you go on the internet and you're looking at a new employee, it is amazing what you will find. I will never forget, and this is a lawyer, this is my buddy's a partner in a law firm. We had an applicant that wanted to work with us. We're hiring a legal assistant. And I saw that she interned at his office. I thought, great. I'll call him and say, hey, man, hey, what's going on? 4 o'clock on a Friday. I said, hey, she submitted an application. How is she? How's she doing? She's training. She did a great job. She's enthusiastic. Great. Good attitude. I'm Googling her while I'm talking to my buddy. Boom, the stripes. 89 counts of credit card fraud for a Metro Builders Association. 89 counts of credit card fraud. I said, Bo, have you Googled this particular person? No, why? You need to Google this name. Go to this website. Stuart, I got to call you back. Click. He sent me a text. Fired her that day. It's a lawyer. I'm like, you got to know this stuff, okay? Applications. You guys do a horrible job background checks. Statistically, 80% of all applicants are fraudulent. And that's coming to me from hiring agencies in the dental industry. 80% of all the applicants you get. You want to see what's going on? You track an employee on some of these websites. 6 months later, I will guarantee you, you will see the same employee. I've got embezzlers going from office to office. How they got a job, I will never know because they never call my client. How do you steal $100,000 and you're working three blocks down? How does it happen? Okay? Background checks. For $100, it'll save your tail. For $100. Applications, accurate. They're not accurate. You gotta verify. So you say, well, they're not gonna tell me anything if I call them. Or what do you do if somebody calls you to verify? Okay? And it's a colleague, good friend of yours, study club buddy. You guys are playing golf together. What do you do? Do you give an honest answer? Or do you say what the lawyer tells you to say? No higher status. That's all you say. They're not on higher status. That's it. I can only verify when they were employed and when they left. No higher status. You've said everything you need to say. That's all you need to say. Evaluations. As a whole, you guys do not do evaluations. Non-confrontational. You guys don't like confronting problems. So what do? It goes on and on and on, and you got no documentation. If you got a difficult employee, you got to, I don't care how booked your schedule is. If you got a problem employee, you got to let them go now because problems don't get better with time. You got to cut them loose. Why can't they're booked out for 3 months? You will wake up every morning and cry for 3 months because you hate that employee. You hated them a week after you hired them, and they've still been with you for 5 years. And they've even threatened to report you. I can't fire them. She said she's going to report me. And I get that. I mean, I get that a lot. Well, they got things on me that I can't fire them. You need to fire them, or you need to get things implemented up to par, and then cut them loose. Okay? Then cut them loose. But you got to get rid of them. Document your file and problem employees. Because if you got an OSHA issue, you got an employment issue, without documentation, evaluations, boom, you're dead. Timekeeping. Non-exempt salaries. Big. Doctors, some of my best clients do not understand the difference between independent contractor and employee. I'll explain to them that they want an independent contractor agreement. Great. I'll explain to them what that entails. They'll call me back 3 weeks later. You know what? I think I need an employee contract. I wasn't sure what you meant. Okay? Exempt, non-exempt. Hourly employees, lunches, overtime, okay? This all adds up. So now what do you have? They come in early, overtime, over 40 hours. Lunch, 1 hour a day. They don't take lunch. 5 days a week, 4 days a week. 4 weeks a month, 52 weeks a year. 5 years, you got problems. That's stolen hours. In your manual, you say lunches are required. I've got doctors that will tell you that I want my employees out of my office for an hour because I don't want them at my desk. Text messages, overtime, okay? You're texting your employees. They're working. You're texting them. Emails, after hours, OT. And if you think your employees are not tracking that, you are sadly mistaken. because they're Snapchatting all these. And there's nothing worse than saying that, well, here's my timesheets, 38 hours, 38 hours, 37 hours, and yet you've got 6 hours in 1 week of text messages on Saturdays, on Sundays, phone calls, Saturdays, Sundays, all OT. That's the world within which the practices live in now. Verified. If you're not checking your time cards on a weekly basis, you're killing yourself. You got to check. You got to sign off on it. Because a lot of the complaints that we have are from employees that are forging documents, forging records. And if you're not verifying it, and you've got to reject timesheets. If it's not right, if they got overtime, and it wasn't authorized, and it wasn't in writing, you got to reject that timesheet. If you accept it, you have a pattern. Refuse to take lunch, stolen hours. We work through lunch. You guys are busy, but work through lunch. Great, are you paying them? Are you paying them to go out of town? Are you paying them to go to CE? Okay, are you paying them for a required CE? Speaking of CE, are you even verifying that they're licensed? I can't tell you how many times hygienists in my clients' practices have not renewed their license for 3 to 4 years. And my clients are paying for their CE. Okay? My clients are paying for the CE. So about a year ago, I'm in my doctor's office. We're writing some things down in his break room. And I look on his bulletin board, and it has the name of a relief hygienist. My client just fired that relief hygienist for not having a license for 4 years. Until the board sent my client a letter. Okay. Are you tracking your associates? You can't believe how many doctors, I don't care what state you're in, are not verifying associate license. They'll let them lapse. You got a problem. On a side note, there's a big push right now, big push, for everyone wants to buy dental practices. Everyone wants to invest. Private equity, hygienists now, assistants now want to own dental practices. In Georgia. Okay, in Georgia. I just got a call last week. It's pervasive. Not only in Georgia, throughout Southeast. Pervasive. Five-year associate. I asked her who owns the practice, because she was working with the retired doctor who sold the practice. She's working for a hygienist. The selling doctor led her to believe that she actually owned the practice. He owned the practice. The hygienist owned the practice. So I told my client, you need to resign today because you are having the unauthorized practice of dentistry. That is pervasive in Georgia, in the Southeast, because everyone wants to get in it. South Carolina, you don't have to be a dentist to own a practice. So now I got an assistant who's supervising the clinical aspect of my doctors. That's suicide. Document. I know it's off track a little bit, but little nuggets. Stolen hours.